On the historical precedent for Congress to establish an electoral commission, Senator Ted Cruz said, "I went back and looked at the historical precedents. I think the strongest precedent's the presidential election of 1876, Hayes versus Tilden. In that election, there were serious allegations of fraud in three different states, Florida, Louisiana, and South Carolina. What did Congress do in 1876? They didn't throw up their hands and say, 'Well, gosh, we've got allegations of fraud, but we can't do anything about it. We just got to certify.' No, they didn't do that. What they did instead was they appointed a commission, an electoral commission, which consisted of five House members, five senators, and five Supreme Court justices. They considered evidence, and they examined the ballots, and they made a determination based upon what the disputed ballots and what the outcome should be." It shows just how ugly and uncommitted to doing things right our society is when so many object to taking the time to get things right. And it's not just Democrats. There are plenty on the other side who simply want to get on with their customary D.C. deal-making. I have my opinions, but I do not know for a fact that the election fraud that clearly happened was enough to throw the Electoral College vote to Biden from Trump. But I do know that when Trump won in 2016, Dems spent the next 4 years claiming Trump was illegitimate as president and that Hillary Clinton actually won. Let's help our Democratic neighbors ensure their man isn't so hampered by such claims as was Trump by slowing things down and thoroughly investigating whether Biden really won. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.